This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Let's talk about what we know. What I know is it's 7 after the hour. Time for us to spend another hour together talking about what's going on in the world of food and agriculture. This is the American Family Farmer. We're brought together here by a focus on what American family farming life is like in our country these days. I am a family farmer, been involved in agriculture my entire life, been around cows all my life. And so I took that expertise, put it together with my radio expertise, for those of you who agree that I have some, thank you very much, and came up with this idea to support family farming, those who are involved in ag businesses that are fighting the good fight, trying to stay alive in the in this force that has come from the acknowledgement that our family farms are withering on the vine. Thanks. I got to sort of kick. This would be a political statement. Some of you may agree. Some of you may disagree. It's okay. You can always send your comments to me, Doug, at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com. Tom Vilsack, who's Secretary of Agriculture, is being considered as a running mate for Hillary Clinton. I can't think of worse choices, not many, but he's become like so many other people who get into Washington, get into positions of powers, and what they are all about changes. I actually met Tom Vilsack on an occasion of doing a radio tour of Iowa a number of years ago when he was governor. Liked him, liked his son, but then he went to Washington and he just kind of got corrupted like everybody else does. So if you think he makes a good addition to the Hillary Clinton ticket, then swell for you. If you're like me, I think he's a distressful, distracting figure that really has, when I talk about corruption, he's become a spokesperson, a hack for the big ag industry, which is not what we're interested in here. At least I think most of the people who are family farmers, the supporters of the family farmers, the local boer food movement, these are the people that we're talking to and hoping to help. I present problems, stories of people and how they've solved their problems. Thus is the case of Stacy and Tenzin Botsford, who are first-generation farmers dedicated to the idea that caring for the land and growing high-quality food, organic food, can be mutually beneficial for them, for their family, for their farm, for the community. So let's meet them and talk about how they get started. Stacy and Tenzin, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, I'm happy to have you here because I want you to tell the story of how the two of you got together, first of all, and then let's go into what you've created, how the two of you find each other.
Well, we found each other. I feel like this is one of those silly stories, but in seventh grade band class. We went a lot of different places after that, and eventually ended up in the same town, well, really close to the same town that we grew up in, and started our farm.
Were you married when you started the farm, or did you start working together, and then you got married?
We did a lot of work together on doing whitewater rafting, so we kind of got into running rivers as whitewater guides, and then kind of came around to farming separately. Mm-hmm. And when our interest for farming kind of brought us back together, then that's when we decided to get married. So I guess it kind of all happened at the same time.
Very sweet. All right, Tenzin, what do people call you? For, is there a nickname like Ten or something, or does everybody call you Tenzin?
Everybody pretty much calls me Tenzin. But
No, it's okay. I'll stick with that. It's fine. I'm not looking to create problems. I'm just happy to know the two of you and to hear your enthusiasm. I can hear it in your voices how swell that is. How old are the two of you?
We're 34 years old.
Both of you, yeah, 34. And you both came from central Wisconsin. What was your life like? You didn't grow up on a farm, so what kind of an area did you grow up in?
Right. We, neither one of us grew up on a farm. We both had farming in our families, but going a few generations back. So we definitely consider ourselves first-generation farmers. The landscape that we grew up in is what I like to think of as a checkerboard of woods and lakes and rivers and things interspersed with farmland.
Really?
And more I find that as sort of an important part of my life, being from an area where the land is not really conducive to being put into large, major swaths of agricultural production, and that sort of wild spaces intermixed with agricultural spaces, I think, has shaped my life in more ways than I previously acknowledged.
Well, as professional river guides, you had to have been together building a physical prowess, because farming is hard work, takes physicality. So I'm guessing both of you, through your experience before you became a farmer, helped to keep you or get you into shape for the work, the hard work, the hard physical work that goes along with being a family farmer, right?
Yeah, I would say that's true. But I think maybe even more importantly, the way that set the stage for us was that we learned to really rely on ourselves, in a very immediate sense, but also to rely on each other in that same sort of immediate sense. So the type of river tours we were doing would go on, you know, for a week typically, and it was very much the show must go on, so we learned to be resilient in that sort of way, and also to work and communicate very quickly and effectively with each other, even when, you know, occasionally big things were at stake.
So. Yeah. Isn't that swell? Thinking about your reliance on each other is a wonderful, almost romantic notion. I find people, at least in my sphere of influence, the people who've grown up on the farm, stayed on the farm, there's a romance that goes with being on the farm, even though it's hard work and sometimes not economically too rewarding. But there's a romance of being on the land. I find that on my farm. I pinch myself every once in a while, thinking, yeah, I own this farm. Look at those cows there, and look at how beautiful it is, and those sorts of things, which are part of the non-reality that is the reality of being on the farm. Because there are so few people doing it now, less than 1% of our families in this country live on farms anymore, and 2% make their living as farmers working on a farm. It's really a change. When I was a kid, it may have been 20%. But, you know, when our country was founded, 98% of the people who lived here and worked here were farmers. And so that change is a stark contrast. And yet we have a lot of people that are using the same methodologies to grow things that have been the rule for hundreds of years. That's kind of a cool reality as well. Let's get to the specifics of your family and your farm family life in just a few moments here. Having a conversation with Stacy and Tenzin Botsford, who run the Red Door Family Farm. You can check out their website, reddoorfamilyfarmoneword.com. Here's something else to check out. Those of you who are looking for really good investments or reinvestments, may I suggest that you go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or better yet, you dial up 888-444-2102 and talk to somebody about what happens to your money when you invest. I think the minimum is $25,000. Get 8% yield back again. Monthly checks. You can reinvest the money if you want. However it is that you feel comfortable about taking advantage of this opportunity. And it is an opportunity. Look at the way interest is on IRAs, for example. CDs and treasury notes. And what's in your IRA? This is something you can put in there if you'd like to. 8%, 18 months. and then you can stay in or get out whatever you choose. It's a fabulous, secure opportunity. All I'm suggesting you do right now is check it out for yourself. See if it agrees with your philosophy of investing. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. That's CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Or call them at 888-444-2102.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return, guaranteed safe? I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how expensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond. Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's 19 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Stacy and Tenzin Botsford, first-generation farmers. Stacy, what do you like best about being a farmer?
I have always really appreciated being able to be outside working, so I think that makes it a really easy choice. So I really enjoy the actual work of farming, which I think is really necessary for the type of farming that we're doing because we're out every day working really hard. But also I think even more than that, I think there's importance to everything that I do. So I feel like even if I'm just weeding carrots, that the work that I'm doing is important. And that means that, you know, when your work is important, it makes it easy to do, I guess, and we enjoy it. So.
Yeah, I think that's it. You got to love what you do. My father said to me once, when you wake up and you don't want to go to work, time to go look for a new job. And if you don't like the work on the farm, which goes from sunup to sundown, especially when the weather is good this time of year doing the kind of farming the Botsfords are doing, if you don't like hard work, you're going to be in big trouble. All right, more on what they've organized in a matter of moments here.
Be paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour, Doug and Stacy in Tenzin on the American Family Farmer. Here we set up problems that have been solved, tell you stories that may be very real. The idea is to have them relatable so that you can overcome some of the same problems yourself. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com with ideas of people that have done a good job at straightening out their farming problems and are moving ahead. Stacy and Tenzin Botsford are the proprietors of the Red Door Family Farm, but you're also involved in this farm leadership program, the Family Farm Leadership Program for Wisconsin farmers. Is this part of the Farmers Union, Wisconsin Farmers Union? And if so, how do they all, how do the packages fit together here, either or both of you?
It is part of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. It's also part of what's called the Farmers Union Enterprises, which is a coalition of five different farmers union, state farmers unions. So it's Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Wisconsin.
What do you have in common, all those states? What do they have in common, Tenzin?
What they have in common is that years ago, they all banded together to invest in some different business ventures as a way to secure ongoing funding that they're able to use, and so they use that in a number of ways. One of the ways that they do it is that they started this FUE, Farmers Union Enterprises, leadership program where they identify potential future leaders within the Farmers Union and within just family farming from those states. So each year, each of those states sends another representative, typically a couple or an individual, and they do a number of things to sort of encourage us and show us how to be more active, how to be more involved, how to be better, I guess, stewards of the community and not just the land.
Stacy, what sort of leadership position have you taken with Tenzin or on your own?
We are really just like getting started with the FUE program. So we're learning a lot about the Farmers Union, and mostly I've learned a lot about how it stands to the family farm and what we're up against. Mm-hmm. We know like on our particular farm the things that we're up against, but in like a greater sense, we're learning a lot about the different challenges of different kinds of farms.
What are you up to? What are you? Let's talk about what you're up against, because a lot of people listening will want to know how similar your circumstance is to theirs. For example, here in Massachusetts, where I am, we're up against a drought this summer. The corn's not growing. The veggies aren't growing. Pastures aren't growing. It's a tough time. That's one of the things that we're up against, and I wonder how practical, when you look at that circumstance, do you have the same problem, or what other problems do you have?
Well, I think, like, as beginning farmers, the first thing that we really came up against is land acquisition and just capital, so trying to get land and then trying to find capital to get loans.
So how did you overcome that? What did you do to overcome
that? So what we did was we found an older farmer who was interested in seeing his land farmed in a responsible way, and he helped us out by giving us a land contract that kept the banks out of it, and then all the interest goes to this farmer who we feel really good about that relationship. We also kind of collaborate a lot with our neighbor who has a similar diversified vegetable farm, so we get to share a lot of equipment and things that way. So we just try to keep the banks out of it as much as we can, because you know, we didn't, you know, when you're working on different farms to get the experience that you need, you're obviously not making a ton of money, so there's it's kind of a catch 22 for a lot of young beginning farmers.
Right, they don't, the banks don't understand, and they don't care to understand what really their problems are. They've been one of the big problems I've had to face as well. We'll continue with Stacy and Tenford Botford and their good story on the American Family Farmer.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Four minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of the American family farmer. This is a story told over and over again every week. We have different families, different folks. Stacy and Tenzin Botsford with us today from Wisconsin. They have a farm, the Red Door Family Farm, doing produce. The two of you would be interested. I'm just opening up some of my mail. And I was looking at a note that came from a group of dairy farmers who are trying to sort of find a new way to survive because the government and the big ag concerns, mostly you aren't involved in dairy, so you may not know the Dean family, Suiza, Dean Foods and the Suiza family that have basically taken over about 75-80% of the fluid milk supply in this country, courtesy of a big donation to George Bush in the Bush era as president, and what that's done to decimate the dairy farmers. This country, as it's the fellows that were trying to put this group together said, that dairying is the most self-destructive form of farming that there is. And having been a dairy farmer for a long time and had a lot of cows over my life, I love the cows. I love, love, love being able to just grow these animals and live with them. But what a horribly self-destructive world it is. And so you're not in that world. You're in the world of growing produce. Locavores probably love you where you are there in Wisconsin. But in a way, do you ever feel like you made a decision that at the end of the day might not have been the smartest decision for the two of you, or do you really, really feel that you can spend the rest of your life doing this and be happy?
Boy, well, that's a big question. We are new to this. This is really our second season.
Yeah.
So my answer may change with time, but currently we're really very pleased with the reception that we've gotten from our community. And with the way things have been able to work, we've had, I think, relatively good weather years this year and last, which helped a lot, which is not to say that there's not plenty of hurdles to do and lots of hard work to do, and it's more bending over than I realized.
I don't know how literally much I'll be able to do that forever. Yeah, well, yeah. I meant literally, but
yeah, well, but figuratively too. Yeah,
but you know, I feel like this. I feel like our model of agriculture, and this is one of the main reasons we chose it, is because you can get in with relatively low startup costs. You have control over your market and your prices to a large extent. I mean, it's not like you can just charge whatever you want, I guess, but. And it's being diversified, and with things that, you know, it takes 2 years to raise up a steer, but it takes 21 days to grow salad mix. So, you know, we're fairly nimble in being able to adapt as we go. And we're very lucky to be in direct communication with our,
clients,
members, and our customers.
Yeah.
So
you said
it
takes 2 years to grow a steer. You're obviously not growing strawberries on your farm, or are you?
we are growing strawberries,
yeah.
Too.
But
we're not just growing strawberries.
No, I understand.
So,
we've
got a lot of different things going on, and if the strawberries are great, like, and they were this year, they were not great last year at all, and we almost didn't plant more this year for the future. But then this year was wonderful, and so our CSA members reaped the benefit of that, and we did too because we had extra to sell at the farmers market, which is really nice. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're off to a good start. We're very excited. We feel very lucky.
One of the things
to be able to pursue our dream the way we are.
Yeah, Stacy, one of the things that you said, you're diversifying, but you also share with others. And that doesn't mean land, but it means using equipment and that sort of thing, which is brilliant. It's a great idea, something to do. As long as you don't need the same piece of equipment on the same day, you're all set. But your husband, Tenzin, said something about farm prices, buying the land, having access to land is one of the positives. Many people in many parts of the country wouldn't say that. How have you found it different? Is the union helping you? What is there that makes the land procurement an easy task for you where it isn't in many areas of the country?
Well, this is what we were looking for. So, you know, we knew what we were looking for. We wanted a small piece of land that wasn't surrounded by big ag. Mm-hmm. And we found this place because it was close in proximity to another farm that's doing something really similar to us. Mm-hmm. And they were really open to, like, trying to grow together and be able to share things. They were a lot more established than we were, so it was actually that farmer's father who we bought the land from, like I said, on a land contract. I think there are a lot of older farmers who would be really open to that kind of situation. So we've been trying to tell, like, other young farmers that this is, like, a really good way, and, you know, get the word out to older farmers too. Like, this is a really good way if your kids aren't willing to or aren't interested in taking over the farm. Doing a land contract with young farmers is a really good way to keep the farm going without, you know, like I said, without getting the banks involved.
Yeah, I think that's if you can buy directly and have it financed directly from the farmer, that is a plus, plus, plus. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Wisconsin Farmers Union and the five other unions that, or farmers unions, five other states that are involved here. What, in your experience, what constitutes the union? Because for some, the union, I belong to the National Farmers Union, and I'm guessing these states are all a part of the bigger whole. But this conjures up for some a negative image, whereas with you it doesn't. So you're in Wisconsin. What's the Wisconsin Farmers Union doing to help you?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think the Farmers Union is a bit unique as a union because there's no, you know, obviously we don't have to join the Farmers Union. Everybody that's a member of the Farmers Union is voluntarily a member, and they can, you know, they receive certain benefits maybe that the Farmers Union is representing on their behalf if they're a family farm and not a member. But for us, it's important to be members because I feel that the Farmers Union, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, and the National Farmers Union are sort of my window into the political realm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I vote, and that's, I like to think, worth something. But it's, I know it's not worth a lot. But what I can do is I can be involved with the farmers union. That way I'm kind of banding together with our peers, and we may have very different types of agriculture. We may have very different, views on certain things, but we have a great many values and core, I don't know, needs and desires that we share.
Yeah.
And so the Farmers Union is a great way for us to both identify those, get to know other family farms so that we're not just out there beating a drum for our own personal needs, but we also have a greater, a broader understanding of what other family farms need. We firmly believe that we're much stronger for having many more family farmers out there.
Yep.
The more small family farms we have, I feel the better for each individual family farm. And this is a way for us to do that. And the Farmers Union is out there working, they're lobbying. I'm not, I would like to say that I call my congressman about every issue that I feel is important, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a voice through the Farmers Union,
yeah.
And I do think that they are generally representing my interests.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I belong as well. All right, we're going to pause for a moment. When we come back, I want to talk about how you promote what it is that you're doing there. Who is the buyer, and how do you promote? Again, ideas for folks who are listening, courtesy of Stacy and Tenzin Botford of the Red Door Family Farm in Wisconsin at 44 minutes past the hour. I'm going to suggest a way or two for you to lower your blood pressure naturally. It all surrounds the product beets, super beets. Beets are full of nitric oxide, and they will speak, the beets almost speak to you about how you take a teaspoon of their product, put in a glass of water, you drink it, and the blood pressure, because the beets, the nitric oxide in the beets, opens up your arteries, so you get healthy blood pressure, you get blood to all of the areas of your body, your brain, your muscles, all the organs, everything is going to feel better because you are better, literally and figuratively, for having had a glass of Super Beets. Super Beets is available now to everybody, guaranteed to increase your energy, your stamina, and make your life last longer. Isn't that what we want after all? If you haven't ordered Super Beets yet, call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com and order there. Get your first supply, and included with that will be a 30-day free supply of either of the two kinds of Super Beets, regular flavor or black cherry flavor. Feel good about yourself. Feel good about this opportunity. 800-655-4183 to deal in the most positive way with your blood flow and keeping your blood pressure where it needs to be. That's what Super Beets does. It's easy. 800-655-4183. Order today.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save. And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how extensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the Lens of Liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
47 past the hour. A few more minutes with Stacy and Tenzin Botsford. Go to reddoorfamilyfarm.com to see how they're operating. One of the questions a lot of people have who are in your shoes, Stacy and Tenzin, is how you promote. How do the people who can use your product, who want your product, know what you're producing and how to get it?
Well, I think we are lucky because we just sort of sell to our local communities here. So the nearest town is about, we have a very small town that we live in, but the nearest big town that we're near is only like 40 minutes away. So we mostly sell to people who we know. We see them at the farmer's market, or we have a CSA, so people are, you know, able to just give us a call on the phone. We do have like a website, and a lot of people will follow us on Facebook, and we post about our farm and everything, but it's just directly to the consumer mostly, which I think is a really nice way of, you know, doing business for us. Yeah. And then we sell to restaurants and grocery stores nearby as well.
Oh, that's good. So when people come around this time of year, especially, it must be exciting because everything is becoming really plentiful. Do you allow people to pick their own on your farm, or so they can get out actually and see how things are growing? I find that to be, at least in my neck of the woods, one of the real attractions. Not that they really want to do the work, but they want to go out and see how good the food is in the field.
Right. We really encourage people to come out to the farm. It's one of the things that is kind of one of our goals to having this farm, is making sure that people feel welcome here and get to have that kind of connection to the food and the land that it's grown on. Yep. I think it's often something that's being missed. And like you have mentioned earlier, a lot of people used to at least know like their grandparent was a farmer, or maybe their parent was a farmer. We've gotten further and further away from that. So our goal to bring people to the farm is something that we always continue to have. Our U-Picks we do have, but we only offer them to our CSA members. And our CSA members are always welcome to our farm, so oftentimes they'll come out and just have picnics or maybe help us harvest carrots.
Yeah.
Or, like I said, do U-Picks.
All right, so there's a good overall understanding what Stacy and Tenzin are doing, check out their website, reddoorfamilyfarm.com. You can learn a lot from them, and that's why they're here. That's why everybody who comes here every week is here to learn. Thank you both, and good luck.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking to inspire in the world of agriculture, the world of what we eat, the world of what you know and what you don't know about agriculture. That's the American Family Farms idea. That's our object goal here. I'm Doug Steffen at 54 past the hour. In a moment, an idea that I will share with you about how one farm makes the employees very loyal and helps a great deal. That fact in itself helps you to feel more secure about what you're doing on the farm. So I'll give you an idea or two. This program is about ideas, so stand by for that as we continue to pursue excellence in agriculture on the American Family Farm.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil, thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
55 past the hour, Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. The love of the life. I find that's what motivates me to spend as much time as I can some of the folks I work with on the radio program I do every day were teasing me today because I came back from a recent road trip, and I became quite ill. I'm very fortunate, knock on wood, that I have a healthy body, and I very rarely get sick. And when I do, I fortunately recover quickly. But I was on a 4 or 5 plane trip deal and jumping from one place to another, around lots of people, shaking a lot of hands. I got sick because I hadn't slept for a couple of nights. And then it worked on me to the point where I couldn't do anything. And I ought not to have been doing anything, but I got on a tractor yesterday and mowed hay for 3.5 hours until I couldn't move. But it made it didn't make any better, didn't make me any worse. But I felt better about getting the chores done. So it's that kind of thing that drives people to excellence, I think. I'm not saying that I'm excellent, but I'm saying that the dedication. There's a great story that I was reading about a family that has a pick-your-own reality. I think they're in Pennsylvania or Rhode Island, someplace like that. And they've this is the fourth generation of this farm working, and they're a pick-your-own operation. One of the things that they equate in their promotional material is American-grown equals pick-your-own. Obviously, if you want to find out where the stuff comes from, you go to the farm and you pick your own if you can, then you know where the food is coming from. That's one of the frustrations that the local boards, that's a frustration that many of us, or all of us have, with the food labeling and that whole charade about what we're going to do, you know, how we're going to label the food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is nonsense. That's for another time. Right now, I want to cap the conversation I had with those folks in Wisconsin by passing along an idea that I found out about from a fella who has a farm in upstate New York about how he takes care of his family. This guy said, if you have a good man, pay him well, and he'll make you money. Well, they didn't have a lot of cash, so what they've done is they've taken all their employees, and they've shared equity in the farm. The animals that are owned, the equipment that they have there, and the benefits what comes as a result of this dairy where they sell their milk. So what they're doing is sharing the cost with family members, but then the benefit, if they have outside of the family workers, goes, you know, you've got things that that you need to keep people interested. And if they have an ownership in the business, they're going to feel a strong ownership in the work ethic that they need to have in order to provide the best. Maybe you wouldn't need an extra hour a day out of them or something. You're going to feel okay about that if they know at the end of the day they've got a part of it. So think about sharing equity with your employees if your employees go beyond the family itself. 59 past the hour.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.